nation, but then it is the whole world. If we'll just simply just let Him work through us. Amen. Hallelujah. I so appreciate the goodness of the Lord tonight. Amen. I tell you, He's been working something over in my life, in my heart. Amen. For these past few months, it just seems to keep getting, amen, better and better, or gooder and gooder. Amen. Greater and greater. Amen. I'm excited for what He's going to continue to keep doing in this place. Because I tell you, He's trying to do something here tonight. Amen. Sometimes we tend to hold back because this isn't, it's not our normal feel. But I'm telling you, when you get in the Spirit of God, it's normal. Amen. If it's a daily walk, amen. Hallelujah. I'll try not to hold us long here tonight. Amen. I so appreciate how the Lord's moving in this place. Amen. What's your name tonight? You know what your name is? What's your name? Who do you belong to? I don't know about you, but I belong. Amen. I'm a child of the King. Amen. I'm a child of God. Amen. His, amen, blood now flows through my veins. Amen. It's not only just the blood of a man. Amen. But it comes down from the throne room of God and it begins to flow down through my heart. Amen. Down through, amen, my hands. It's when we're able to begin to see, amen, a mighty work of God when we lay hands upon someone. Amen. The Scripture says they will recover. Amen. Not maybe, not might. Amen. But they have to because of something that flows down through us. Amen. I even got to the verse, amen, we're going to read tonight, that's free. You haven't started my time yet, have you, Pastor? Oh, man. Amen. Turn with me to 2 Kings chapter number 3 this evening. 2 Kings chapter number 3. Amen. I've been setting on this message for a long time. Pastor, sometimes you have the messages you get. And you get it, Brother Mullis, and you get it, but you don't ever know when you're ever going to get to share it, or it's just one of them. Sometimes it's just one of them that's just for you. Amen. But I, Pastor's wife was out of town, and he asked me to preach, fill in for him. And beforehand, the Lord was kind of giving me a release to go ahead and maybe get to preach that message. I didn't get to preach it. He gave me a whole nother one. I said, Lord, what's going on here? And I was praying and I was praying and he said, it's for tonight. Amen. I didn't know who was going to be here. Amen. But I'm glad you're here. If this isn't for you, it sure is for me. And I'm finally glad I get to exhort with it tonight. Amen. 2 Kings chapter number 3 and verse number 15. Brother Titus, come here real quick. Amen. 2 Kings chapter 3 and verse number 15. Amen. I'm going to have me a little assistant tonight. 2 Kings chapter number 3 and verse number 15. It says, but now bring me a minstrel. And it came to pass when the minstrel played, that's a musician, a singer, that the hand of the Lord came upon him. And he said, thus saith the Lord, make this valley full of ditches. Verse number 17 says, for thus saith the Lord, ye shall not see wind, neither shall ye see rain, yet the valley shall be filled with water, that ye may drink both ye and your cattle and your beast. Verse number 18 says this, and this is but a light thing in the sight of the Lord. Look at your neighbor. If you don't have a neighbor beside you, look at him behind you or in front of you and say, it's just a little thing. It's just a little thing. Go ahead and put that over your shoulder and walk back and forth here for a minute. It's just a little thing. And he says, later on here, he says, and he will deliver the Moabites also into your hand. Verse number 16, and he said, thus saith the Lord, make this valley full of ditches. What's a valley? It's a big ditch. Where were they supposed to dig a ditch? In the big ditch. Fill it with a whole bunch of other ditches. Amen. Thank you, Brother Titus. Let me have that shovel there. Amen. I'll call on you a little bit later. Amen. Let's go to the Lord in prayer here tonight. Dear Lord, Heavenly Father. God, we thank you, Lord God, for your faithfulness. God, we thank you for your goodness. God, I pray that you begin to move in our hearts and our lives.
you've laid upon my heart. God, I pray that your anointing would begin to flow, God, amongst the people, God, through this sanctuary. God, I pray that your healing virtue, God, that your saving grace, God, that your Holy Ghost would begin to flow, God, and move in our hearts and in our lives continually. In your holy name, and the church said, amen. I want us to notice something here. In the beginning of this verse, or this story here in verse number 15. And he said, but now bring me a musician. He hadn't heard from the Lord yet. He said, bring me somebody that can sing. Bring me somebody that can play. Because I need to hear from the Lord. Now, what's a heavenly language? Amen. There was a certain individual that's cast from heaven, and he was the head what? Musician. God uses music to speak to us. He uses music to prepare our hearts for what he wants to say. He uses music, and I'm not going to stay on this very long. I want to draw this out from us here tonight. Amen. He uses that to begin to draw us in. He wants us to be emotional. Because when we become emotional in our physical body, we begin to unlock something from the spiritual man. It begins to open up something because the things of this world no longer has hold on us, because we're beginning to administer to him. What is it that's caught up in a bottle and then poured out as a sweet, amen, savor, amen, in heaven's throne room? Amen. It's the tears of the saints. Say, I'm a man, I don't cry. I'm here to tell you, when you begin to allow the presence of God to flow through you, amen, you will begin to weep. Amen, you'll begin to cry. It's not tears of sorrow, but it's tears of joy. Amen, little London there the other night, we were sitting around in the living room, and we began to sing songs, and we began to worship the Lord, and all of a sudden we was crying, and she turned to us and she said, Mom and Dad, I'm crying happy tears. Why? Because she feels something. Amen, that's from outside of this world. I'm here to tell you tonight, what were we doing? We picked up the shovel and we said, guess what? We might be in a vat. But I tell you here tonight, we're going to go in and we're going to dig a ditch. Amen. We're going to get in and we're going to let God begin to move in the midst of our struggle. I ain't even got to give you my title yet tonight. I want to simply preach to us here for a moment on these. Amen. This simple, amen, phrase here. And it's there. Dig in. Dig in. Sister Lindsay, when she was leading worship this morning, she brought out how the children of Israel, when they were crossing Jordan, they were in the middle of the circumstance. These three kings, we had the king of Israel, we had the king of Judah, and we had the king of Edom. These three kings were in the middle of a valley. They had traveled. And whenever these kings came together, when the king of Israel came to the king of Judah, and the king, he told him, he said, my people are as your people, my beast is yours. I'll go with you to battle. Not only did he take, amen, probably the men that was just simply right there inside the kingdom, but he began to send out a call. Began to draw all the men that he could to go with them. Not only that, he began to draw all of the horses that he could to go with them. He began to draw together every able-bodied man, every able-bodied beast. And then they had to have something to eat. And here in the scripture, I'm not going to go down through it all. Here tonight, I'm not going to read it to you, but I just want to paraphrase here. They had all the cattle with them too. We find as they are going through the wilderness, and they find themselves out of water. And the scripture said here in verse number, it won't be up there, you'll have to look in it in your Bible here tonight. And in verse number, find it here. Verse number 9, it says, so the king of Israel went, and the king of Judah, and the king of Edom, and they fetched a compass of 7 days' journey. And there was no water for the host and for the cattle that followed them. They basically let everyone out to a place that was in drought. But they were in a valley. Where do you expect to find water? Up there in Virginia, brother. You go in the valleys. What's usually running through a valley? A stream. Because you're in a low place and stuff's coming down from up on high. They had went to a place where they expected to have something, but they found nothing. What we find is these three kings found out that they were in trouble. And they said, what can we do? Is there not a prophet? We find that there was a servant of the king of Israel. The king didn't know him, other than by reputation. He knew what he did to his father and to his mother. We find that there is that servant. He says, hey, boys, there's an old servant. Read it to you here. Verse number 11. And Jehoshaphat said, is there not here a prophet of the Lord that we may inquire of him? And one of the king's servants said, there is Elisha the son of Shaphat, which poured water. What were they looking for? Water. He poured the water out on the hands of Elisha. He was the one that began to proclaim and cleanse the prophet so that he could minister to the people. We find that he could have said anything. He could have been the one that brought the bread to the table. But we find here that this servant said he's the one that poured the water. We find that he made this statement when the kings made it to Elisha. Elisha said to the king of Israel, he said, I don't want to see you. I don't want to talk to you. Go to the prophets of your father. We find the king of Israel, his name meant Jehovah raised. You're a child of the king. Are you living up to your name? Are you living up to your name? Brother Mitch was in revival the other night. He said, would there be enough evidence in your life for you to be convicted as a Christian? Is there enough evidence in your home to prove that you are a Christian, that you're walking in the light, that you're moving with the presence of God? We find here that he wasn't living up to his name. We find the king of Judah, Jehoshaphat. King of Judah means Jehovah judge or judged. He's the only one that said, is there not a prophet of the Lord? Amen. We find that they're in the middle of the valley. There's no water. These three kings go to find the prophet. They leave their people behind. There's times, church, you're going to be in a place where it seems like there's no hope. There's no help. There's going to come a time you're going to have to leave your situation, your problem in the valley. Go talk to God for a minute. Let him begin to lead you and guide you in what you need to have in your hand. We find that he tells the kings, he said, go dig some ditches in the valley. Is there anybody here tonight that's in the valley? Hey, amen, he ain't got no water. That want to come and dig a ditch? Do I have any dig ditchers here in the valley tonight? Do I have anybody? I'm making a call. Do I have anybody that's willing to come and dig a ditch? Amen. Here in this valley, do I have anybody? The prophet of God said, you got to go back and you got to do some work. Do I have somebody here tonight? I'm making a plea, but yet no one's here to grab the shovel. I'm making a plea and no one has come to take hold of the tool that needs to be in your hand. How about it, Brother Charles? Will you come and dig a ditch for me? Will you come? Come on, brother. You're dig out of this valley. Begin to make a way in the midst of your trouble. Begin to dig a ditch. Hallelujah. I feel the presence of God here tonight.
Begin to dig yourself, even in the mess when you're out of water. And you know, amen, there's no clouds in the sky. You know there's nothing that's moving for you. Begin to dig a ditch in hopes, in a promise of water coming down. Amen, that we're not even going to hear the sound of the rain, but it's going to begin to flow. Amen, it's going to begin to flow through your valley. It's going to begin to flow through that ditch that you are digging in your life. Hallelujah. Dig in tonight, church. Dig in. We find in John 7 and 38, he said that he that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. What is it that brings life? That river. We've got to begin to stir ourselves up. Begin to take hold of the tool that God has put in our hand. I want us to look back at just one moment. These men that went to battle didn't pack a bunch of shovels. They weren't expecting to bury the dead. They weren't expecting to do anything because, amen, hopefully some chaos to cause the enemy to turn and run. They might have got down in that valley, had nothing, amen, but maybe their sword, maybe an axe, and their own two bare hands. They got in the ditch, Brother Jason. They were in the valley, and they began to use the tools that God had provided to them. This thing right here, this hand, is a tool. Amen. When we begin to lift up, we begin to praise Him. We begin to give that Yahdah praise. We begin to cast those arrows. We begin to put forth our energy. We begin to put forth our effort. We begin to let some things loose. We show that what we've got, we're willing to use. I'm going to use this shovel that God has given me. I'm going to begin to attack the enemy that comes against my soul. I begin to use the shovel that God has built inside of me to begin to dig in. If we don't dig in, if these kings would have went back to those men and said, dig a bunch of ditches, they said, we're out of water. I didn't expect us to dig in the dirt. We're going to die of thirst. I tell you, you might be in a dry place, but if you begin to dig in, amen, there is a promise of that river of living water that shall flow from the depths of your soul into this world. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. 1 John 4 and 4 says, ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. We have something that's built in that's greater. Something built in that's greater. 1 Peter 2 and 9 says, but you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood. You have been chosen. A holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the what? The praises of Him who hath called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. How do we praise the Lord? By lifting up our shovels. Amen. Begin to put them to work. Begin to worship God. Begin to love Him. Begin, church, to dig in. Grab that shovel. Begin to dig a ditch because I need some water. Begin to dig a ditch because the generation coming up behind me needs saved. Begin to dig a ditch because I've got to get out of the pain. I've got to get out of the struggle. Begin to dig a ditch, church. Hallelujah. We find Matthew chapter 16 and verse 19. And it says, and I will give unto thee the keys of the earth. Brother Gary, just the keys of your house. Brother Matthew, keys to the car. What's He going to give us? The keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth
might be bound. No, it says that it shall be bound. Hallelujah. So many times, I got to stop here for just a moment. So many times we complain about the issue. We catch it, we play with it, we turn it back loose. We never tie it up. We never get rid of it. Because we like the way it looks. You tell somebody in the world, well, guess what? You know, I've not always been perfect. I've done this and I've done that. I think it's time, church, we tie up a few loose ends. Come on now. I think it's time we begin to tie up a few loose ends, Brother Charles. Let's grab the shovel. Let's begin. Amen. Holy Ghost, help me. Ditches weren't only used to bring forth a supply line, maybe for some water, but ditches were also used to begin to build a trap for the enemy. You might not have need of water, but you might have something that's coming against you, which you have an enemy, amen, named Satan, that is tracking you, that's trying to find you. Amen. I'm here to tell you tonight, in order for the people over in Africa, a lot of times to entrap a lion, they've got to dig a big old hole, amen, hide, hang something that tastes good to them up in a tree, and let them lunge out and grab it and fall in, amen, to where they have become the conquerors instead of the other way around. I'm here to tell you tonight, you might need to dig something. It might be a pit. It might be a ditch. All you got to do is grab a hold of what God has given you and begin to dig in. We find whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. I sure got to have my healing. I just don't see no hope in it. Is that thing tied up or is it loosed? Amen. We talk like we need this, but so many times we just let it run loose. If you need your healing, amen, how about you go ahead and grab a hold of it? Begin to claim it. Begin to tie it up. I'm here to tell you tonight that God, amen, our King of kings, our Lord of lords, our help, amen, our present help in time of need, He's waiting on you. Hallelujah. Say amen, church. Do I have anybody that wants to dig a ditch? Amen. Have anybody that wants to take a hold of the tool that has been provided? How about it tonight? Do I have anybody that wants to be a help? Amen. Maybe not to yourself, but how about your community? Not to yourself. How about your child? Do I have anybody that wants to grab a hold of what God has provided for you tonight? There it is. John chapter 14 and verse number 12 says, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, who do we have to believe on? Jesus Christ. Who are we saved by? Jesus Christ. Who's the one that died to give us life and give us life more abundantly? Jesus Christ. Amen. We find that verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also, and greater works then these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. Jesus Christ, amen, spent his time teaching, amen, and begin to mold up the disciples into what he needed them to be. And then he left. But when he left, who did he send? He sent the Comforter, the Holy Ghost, to send down and to embody us so that we have the power, amen, whether we don't have the energy, to pick up the shovel and begin to dig in and begin to work, amen, for the time is at hand, amen, that we've got to work. He says that greater works. Amen. Anybody seen anybody dead raised lately? How about any blinded eyes opened? Brother Robert, when's the last time you prayed for somebody and you seen the sick recover? I'm going to get personal here for just a moment. How long has it been, Sister April, Since the Spirit of God spoke to you and you listened, went and prayed for somebody that needed it. Pastor Mullis, when's the last time you picked up the phone call because the Lord laid somebody on your heart? You picked up the phone and you made a call just to simply say, hey, I'm praying for you. I was sharing with Brother Jason the other night. Was coming back from revival. There was an individual, I'm not going to name his name, that I hadn't talked to 7, 8 years. And Pastor, I was going down the road and I'd been having church on the road all day. Lord brought his name to my remembrance. And I was thinking, Mr. Pepper, I've changed phones 3 times. The chances of me still having this guy's number is very small. I searched like 1,000 contacts. Like, well, it's worth a shot. But Gary, I punched in his name and it pulled up. And I called him. And I began to talk to him. And he began to cry, and I began to cry, and I began to tell him how much I appreciated him. How much his ministry had had an impact at a time in my life that he was there. And I heard him preach, and I seen the lifestyle that he lived. And I said, brother, I want you to know it had an impact. And he told me, he said, I was just praying and told God that he had forgotten me. He said, I was discouraged. Brother Jason, because I picked up the shovel, maybe there's a minister, a pastor that's going to go ahead and carry on another day. That's going to look, amen, to see another soul saved. I'm not trying to build myself up. I'm just saying, church, it pays to have the tool in your hand. Hallelujah. He said, greater works. He was only one man. Brother Noah was preaching on this the other night. Jesus was only able to maybe go about 100 mile circumference from where he was born and raised. But he knew those disciples were going to go farther out. That's why they could do greater things. Brother Matthew, we're able to do greater things because there's not just one of us here in this room. Church, we can go into our respective homes, our businesses, our place of employment, begin to have an impact. Amen. I'm fixing to close here in just a minute. Bear with me. In Mark 16, I preached on this the other night, and the Lord just kept bringing the scripture back to me. Amen. And Mark 16 and 17 says, and these signs. Where are the signs tonight? Shall follow them that believe. Do you believe? In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with a new tongue. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick. And they might recover. They shall recover. I shared this the other night when I was preaching. We live in a generation of people that don't believe. They think there may or may not be a God. They could care less either way. I'm here to tell you tonight, it's time to pick up our tool. Let's begin to dig in. Amen. Let's begin to dig in. There's going to be times that you're digging. Brother Timothy, come up here.
Dig for a while.
Begin to dig a ditch in your valley, Timothy. There's going to be times that you're digging and you're going to hit a rock. Hit a rock, Brother Timothy. Do we go ahead and go past it? Hallelujah. Timothy, just keep digging. Your mama might not be saved yet. Your grandma might need a healing touch in her body. Timothy, you've hit a rock. Keep digging. There will be times that you'll be digging and you'll hit a stump. Timothy, don't let that stump deter you. You've been called to dig a ditch.
Amen. Keep digging. Amen. Dig it, Brother Timothy, until you get it dug out. And then let God begin to use you. Amen. Begin to fill that valley. Amen. Full of ditches. Come on. Begin to dig. Begin to move past. Amen. Begin to allow the Spirit of God to begin to move. Because we're not going to let a rock, we're not going to let a step begin to hold us back. But we're going to push past it. Church, amen, let's come to these altars right now. Let's begin to find us a place to begin to dig in. Amen, let's begin to find ourselves a place to allow the presence of God to begin to move. Allow Him to be rooting up those stones in your life. Allow Him to begin to move the stumps, the roots. Begin to bring forth victory. Begin to dig in.